This is we're gonna be talking about episode eight of WandaVision. The almost finale.
The show before the finale, the penultimate season show.
Yeah, so what do you want to start off talking about?
It
didn't even have a theme song. It just started with that weird witch thing.
It didn't have any intro, like a TV show intro, yeah, like the other ones, which was a little disappointing. I kind of liked the way the other ones started. They were fun. It was fun to pick apart what era it was from. Yeah, this one was very serious. It was fun in a different way.
Yeah, I liked how it let people see what was going on.
Yeah.
You learned how Wanda got power in this.
Well, you learned how a lot of things happened, right? Because it started at the... It was in Salem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So back when there
Massachusetts?
Yeah, Salem, Massachusetts. It's a town. It's a town in Massachusetts. Yeah.
1693.
And it was famous for... They had these trials where people... Yeah. Found people that they thought were witches and they burned them. And that was for real. Like in the real life, that's what happened.
Really?
You'll learn about that in history class. It was kind of freaky.
Yeah. So she is a witch. Everyone else is like a witch.
Well, what? Yeah, that was weird because there were like 10 witches or maybe.
They were like trying to kill her.
And they were all trying to kill her because she was.
Like doing dark magic.
Because she was doing magic out in the open or something. And they were like, don't ruin it for the rest of us. And they were all holding her back with her powers. And then what happened?
Then she basically killed all of them. So anyway.
I have a question for you. Who was the. There was like a main witch that she killed at the end.
Oh, yeah, her mom.
Who was that? Was that her mom?
Yeah. You didn't realize that?
No, I wasn't paying really close attention at the beginning.
So there's like something called the Seven Salems.
Yeah.
And it's a Marvel comic.
Yeah.
But the strange part about that is everyone except her mom is a Salem. But her mom was like shooting out the most magic.
Yeah.
So that's a bit.
Maybe they needed to make it more dramatic for the TV show, you know?
Yeah.
But
that was a very dramatic death of the mom.
Well, so she, was born a witch, I guess, then.
Yeah.
And the mom was a witch, too, so she maybe had more powers because her mom was a witch, too, maybe.
Yeah. Also, you know how her mom had that necklace?
Yeah.
Around her? That's what she was wearing in the whole TV show.
Oh, I got it. When she killed the other witches, I kind of thought that maybe she got all their powers, too. Is that how that works, or do we not know?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so it starts there, and then what happens next?
I guess it goes back. Well, no, it went back to present then. It shows Wanda.
They were in the basement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they were in the basement. So I think it's kind of interesting how she learned her powers. And now we figured out why the first episode was... So she watched all of these shows.
Yeah.
That
they
were
went back
in.
Through history.
They connected. Yeah. Yeah. Because like the first TV show they did was Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
And she watched the Dick Van Dyke Show. So if you look in that box, there was like Bewitched.
Yeah.
And she did Bewitched and Malcolm in the Middle and she did Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Like, because that's how they
were. She watched an episode of Malcolm in the Middle with Vision and he was asking, like, why did that guy get hurt when the trellis fell on him?
Yeah. Well, then she said it's not that type of TV show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, so if you look, so you know how there's like a blinking thing on the Stark Industry thing and they thought the bomb was going to blow up?
Yeah.
Well, so you know that thing they're like, Wanda, who's zooming with S.H.I.E.L.D.? Hmm? That? So you know
Wanda
thing?
Wanda what?
Do you remember like that thing that was like, Wanda, who's zooming with S.H.I.E.L.D.? That machine?
I don't know.
In the second episode.
I remember her hearing that voice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so it was coming from a machine, and the machine had a blinking red dot.
Oh, really?
Just like on that.
Well, you know, the Stark Industries... bomb. It sounded to me like Agatha thought that bomb was really about to go off, but that was like the first time that that Wanda used her witch powers to stop it. She said she put a hex on it. Like some sort of chaos hex or something.
Oh.
To stop the bomb from exploding for 2 days.
I didn't really understand that part.
That's what it sounded like to me. And I might have the wrong hex, but I think that's what they said. So that may have been like part of the source of her powers. Like, it sounds like she was born a witch, right?
No, she wasn't born a witch, actually.
Well, she was born sort of...
Well, she was born sort of powerful, yeah. But then she got more powerful with that Infinity Stone.
I think that's right. I think that's exactly right. Because she's not necessarily a witch now. She's like a superhero, but I think she started out as just a witch, and now she's like witch plus.
Yeah. So, anyway. So you know how, like, how she sees herself? So, she sees herself in the comic books and in, like, the Infinity Stone. That's exactly how she looks in the comic books.
Yeah?
They look like so... It's the exact outline.
I have a question, though.
What?
How does she... So she gets powers from the Infinity Stone. I guess all those Infinity Stones, like, if they can either kill you or they can make you more powerful. Is that how they usually work?
Yeah, basically.
And...
Well, no, all of them make you more powerful, but they can kill other people.
Didn't, like, Iron Man basically die?
Oh, yeah, Iron Man died, but it was, like, way too powerful for him.
Yeah. Did he put the glove on? Was that it?
Yeah, he was, like, way too weak for it.
And then didn't, like, Hulk have it for a certain period
of time? Yeah, Hulk had it for a certain period of time. He got burnt, like, seriously bad.
Yeah.
Bad, but, like, you know, like, but, like, he still survived.
And then what about, what are the guys? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, but he was immortal. Do you remember?
Yeah.
In the first movie, he was immortal.
But, like, there's a lot of times where somebody touches one of the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, then something bad happens.
And then something... Either something bad happens or they miraculously survive. This is the first time I think I've seen somebody actually get powers from it.
Yeah.
Although that happened with Vision too, right?
Yeah.
When they put it in his brain or his head. Operating system. Yeah.
So if you look, so it shows Wanda watching the Brady Bunch when she was in that Hydra place.
Yeah.
So
was Hydra?
Yeah. That's how she got her powers. That's how she became... Yeah, she worked at Hydra.
Wait, so tell me about that, because I didn't understand that part. So
really?
She was bombed. She lived in... Where was she? She was like in the Russia East sort of Chechnya area?
Russia... But then she, like, joined Hydra. That kind of didn't make sense why she even joined it.
Okay, she wasn't forced. She just kind of, that was, like, her job?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Basically, she just,
and then,
that. She
and then,
thought they were good.
And then yeah, they were experimenting on people, and they were all dying except for her. Or was that after?
I'm not sure about that. But speaking of what they were watching on the TV, Dad.
Yeah.
So that person was with the doll, and that exact doll was when Vision was trying to, like, do diaper training for that doll's the doll. So I feel like all of this, so, like, everything's part of her subconscious in this.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
And that's how she builds the universe, because she uses all of it.
Yes, all from her memories.
Or what should, not the universe, the bubble?
Yeah.
What are we calling it?
The bubble.
The hex.
The hex, yeah. The hex, it's all from her memory.
Okay, that makes sense. So now here's my biggest question.
Yeah?
I've got a lot of them, but here's a really big question.
Yeah?
How does Agatha get into her hex, into her world?
I don't know.
Because everybody else is something that's either from her memory or a person that that's already there that she's sort of changed over.
Oh,
how does Agatha know that she's doing this? I mean, was she kind of...
Oh, I know. I think I have a pretty good theory. Mm-hmm. So she was, I'm guessing she was in Westview when this happened.
Right.
Yes. But since she was so powerful, Wanda's magic didn't work on her. So then she realized what was going on, that everyone was animated.
You think she was in Westview already? That's where she lived?
Yeah, I think she was in Westview
already. That's a good theory. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, I was a bit confused with that house thing. It says go to grow old in V. Like, you know how it showed that house map? That house map of the house in Westview. And then she got, like, and then she started crying.
Yeah.
She got so mad. All
right, well, let's talk about the other weird big deal thing.
Yeah.
Vision. So we don't see Vision much in like, real time. Like, there's some memories with Vision.
Yeah.
We don't see Vision much in real time. And maybe not even at all.
Yeah, you didn't see him at all in this episode.
But we assume that at least the conjuring of Vision that we knew is still in the bubble on sort of the outskirts of town, right?
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
Are they building a second Vision?
Yeah, they're building a second Vision with the old Vision's parts.
How in the world can they do that?
Because they had the old Vision's parts.
So they're rebuilding him, and they couldn't get him to work.
Until they found the source of his power.
And how did they do that?
So you know that plane that scared away Sparky?
Drone from the second or third episode?
Yeah, that scared away Sparky.
Yeah.
So Wanda, I'm pretty sure she, like, blasted that with one of her powers. And then they shot, the new Vision with those powers. So.
Wow. So that's sort of the equivalent of the stone.
Yeah.
That got him, and then he all of a sudden woke up. Well, that what's that thing going to be called? Because it can't be Vision, right? What is it?
White Vision.
White Vision?
That's what people are calling him.
Not sure about that name.
Yeah, it sounds a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you've got that, but then here's my question. Does the other Vision even exist outside of the Hex? Because when he tried to get out of the Hex, he started to disintegrate.
Oh, the other Vision? Well, the other Vision's just basically a robot.
But isn't he the real Vision?
The real Vision.
That's in the Hex.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember he tried to get out and he started disintegrating because he's dead?
Yeah. Dad.
What?
Look at White Vision.
Yeah.
At the top of his head, it has the shape of an Infinity Stone. Mm-hmm. But it's not the exact shape of the stone.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Iron Man triangle.
Ooh.
But it's not the exact shape. The exact shape is a lot more skinny. So that's really strange.
Is there any precedent for White Vision in the... I don't even like saying that.
Yeah, it sounds really...
kind of racist or something.
Sounds pretty racist.
Yeah. All right. Let's call him something else.
New Vision.
New Vision. Is there some precedent for New Vision?
What does precedent mean?
Is there some reference to him in the comic books?
Well, yeah, he was in the comics, yes.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
What are they call him White Vision in that?
No.
What do they call him?
I don't think he has a name.
Oh, he doesn't have a name?
Well, I'm not sure.
He doesn't have a name.
I'm not sure. I looked up, like... Well, that's what everyone's calling him. See, if you, like, look him on the internet, see, if you start saying with the letter 8, with W-H-I, White Vision Pops.
That's pretty.
I know.
I hope that takes you to
Yeah, I hope that changes the name.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes you
to there WandaVision. He is.
Yeah, it takes you to WandaVision, so.
Man, he looks like a bad... You know what he looks like? He looks like the White Walkers from Game of Thrones.
Huh. Oh, I haven't watched Game of Thrones, so.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. You're not old enough.
Yeah, I think White Vision... See, here's what White Vision looks like in the comics.
Yeah.
Like this.
Oh, yeah. So he's a bad guy?
I'm not sure.
He looks like he might be a bad guy.
Yeah, he looks...
It's the way that his eyes don't really have, like, real... They just kind of look like lights.
Yeah. Paul Bettany?
Paul Bettany?
No, that's not White
that's
Vision.
That's not a very good name for a superhero.
Never mind, that's the actor PlayStation.
Okay.
I wonder what White Vision's real name is.
What's that?
Oh, look, this is what happens, look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so in the comic book, there's the whole scene where Scarlet Witch sees the...
Vision.
Sees the Vision's
being, like,
parts
torn
being torn apart.
But, yeah.
Here's another question I have.
Yeah.
So the kids are referenced in this episode.
Yeah, the kids were at the end.
Oh, they found them at the end?
Yeah, the end. They're at the end, like, about to be choked by her.
Oh, that's right. They're up in the she's holding them up there. Yeah, like choking them. I don't remember. Did they resolve that, or did they just jump away to a different scene?
No, they didn't resolve it. That's the end of the episode. Then there's aftercare.
Oh, that's right. She calls her, and you're the Scarlet Witch. So she's still choking the kids. So she's going to be choking those kids for the whole week until we watch the next episode. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So I've got one more question for you. So we kind of touched on this before, but are those really kids? Are they her real kids?
Yeah.
Or are those kids that were in the neighborhood beforehand that she's adopted as her kids? Or
no, she actually made them. So it's like Vision. They're not completely puppets like Vision is. They're like Vision. They're not puppets, but they can't live outside the bubble.
Yeah, so that's a little bit different, because everybody assumed that she stole the parts of
Vision, but she didn't.
She didn't. She just created it out of her own brain.
Yeah.
So there's no actual piece of Vision that she just created a person by herself.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. That's an amazing superpower.
Yeah, like making something yourself. Yeah. I think he's probably just an illusion. I think everything in that bubble is an illusion.
You think so?
Yeah.
You know, the only other time I've seen something like that happen is in that Star Wars episode. Remember where Luke isn't really there and he kind of creates himself at the end?
Mm-hmm.
To be...
what Star Wars then?
It was like one of those Star Wars episodes.
Was it newer?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Oh, is it the one that where he dies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember? Kind of creates his own image.
Yeah.
And then... I can't remember, but he's like facing all of the bad guys, and I don't remember, but it was pretty cool the way they happened.
Yeah. So do you think that's all? Like, do you think we covered most of it?
I think we did cover most of it. Is there something else that's pressing that you think we need to discuss about this episode?
Oh yeah, there's something really funny.
Wasn't there an after credit piece?
Oh no, we talked about that. After credit was
that was where she was holding.
So, anyway, here's something really funny.
Okay.
This doesn't really matter to a TV show.
Right.
But, Sam says, Vision, and then he says, I don't mean to intrude.
Yeah.
So in Civil War, Vision walks in, so he basically walks through the walls and into the room with Scarlet Witch and Captain America.
Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch says, Nancy basically intruded. Vision, we talked about this.
she created a memory and recreated it when he intruded in this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think that's all?
I think that's all.
Well, bye.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, yeah. So before the end of this podcast, so if you favorite this podcast, you will get a shout out. A dude named Brytol favorited our podcast, so thank you so much. And if anyone else favorites it, we will give you a shout out. And thank you.